This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org.
The Enchanted Island of You by L. Frank Baum. Read for LibriVox by Ted DeLorme in Fort Mill, South Carolina, during November 2006. Chapter 18, The Rescue of the High Ki. After several days of siege, Prince Marvel began to feel less confident of the safety of his little party. The frantic Kai Kai had built double battering rams and were trying to batter down the high wall, and they had built several pairs of long ladders with which to climb over the wall, and their soldiers were digging two tunnels in the ground in order to crawl under the wall. Not at once could they succeed, for the wall was strong, and it would take long to batter it down, and Nurl stood on top of the wall and kicked over the ladders as fast as the soldiers of Twi set them up. And the gray-bearded Kai stood in the garden, holding two big flat boards with which to whack the heads of any who might come through the tunnels. But Prince Marvel realized that the perseverance of his foes might win in the end, unless he took measures to defeat them effectually. So he summoned swift messengers from among the Sound Elves, who are accustomed to travel quickly, and they carried messages from him to Wul-Takim, the king of the Reformed Thieves, and to King Terribus of Spore, who had both promised him their assistance in case he needed it. The prince did not tell his friends of this action, but after the messengers had been dispatched, he felt easier in his mind. The little High Ki remained as sweet and brave and lovable as ever, striving constantly to cheer and encourage her little band of defenders. But none of them was very much worried, and Nurl confided to the Maiden in Yellow the fact that he expected to suffer quite agreeably when the Ki Ki at last got him in their clutches. Finally, a day came when two big holes were battered through the wall, and then the twin soldiers of Twi poured through the holes and began to pound on the doors of the palace itself, in which Prince Marvel and Nurl, the Kai, and the Yellow High Ki had locked themselves as securely as possible. The prince now decided it was high time for his friends to come to their rescue. But they did not appear, and before long the doors of the palace gave way, and the soldiers rushed upon them in a vast throng. Nurl wanted to fight, and to slay as many of the Twi people as possible, but the prince would not let him. "These poor soldiers are but doing what they consider their duty," he said, "and it would be cruel to cut them down with our swords. Have patience, I pray you. Our triumph will come in good time." The Kai Kai, who came into the palace accompanied by the Green High Ki, ordered the twin soldiers to bind all the prisoners with cords. So one pair of soldiers bound the Kai, and another pair Nurl and the prince, using exactly the same motions in the operation. But when it came to binding the Yellow High Ki, the scene was very funny, for twin soldiers tried to do the binding, and there was only one to bind, so that one soldier went through the same motions as his twin on empty air. And when his other half had firmly bound the girl, his own rope fell harmless to the ground. But it seemed impossible for one of the twins to do anything different from the other, so that was the only way the act could be accomplished. Then the green-robed High Ki walked up to the one in yellow and laughed in her face, saying, "You now see which of us is the most powerful, and therefore the most worthy to rule. Had you remained faithful to our handsome Kai Kai, as I did, you would not now be defeated and disgraced." "There is no disgrace in losing one battle," returned the other girl proudly. "You are mistaken if you think you have conquered me, and you are wrong to insult one who is, for the time being, your captive." The maiden in green looked for an instant confused and ashamed. Then she tossed her pretty head and walked away. They led all the prisoners out into the garden, and then through the broken wall and up and down the silver steps into the great square of the cities of Twi. And here all the population crowded around them, for this was the first time any of them had seen their High Ki, or even known that they were girls, and the news of their quarrel and separation had aroused a great deal of excitement.
"Let the executioners come forward,"
cried the Ki Ki gleefully, and in answer to the command, the twin executioners stepped up to the prisoners. They were big men, these executioners, each having a squint in one eye and a scar on the left cheek. They polished their axes a moment on their coat sleeves, and then said to Prince Marvel and Nerl, who were to be the first victims,
"Don't dodge, please, or our axes may not strike the right place. And do not be afraid, for the blows will only hurt you an instant. In the land of Twi, it is usually considered a pleasure to be executed by us. We are so exceedingly skillful."
"I can well believe that," replied Nerl, although his teeth were chattering.
But at this instant a loud shout was heard, and the twin people of Twi all turned their heads to find themselves surrounded by throngs of fierce enemies. Prince Marvel smiled, for he saw among the newcomers the giants and dwarves and the stern gray men of King Terribus, with their monarch calmly directing their movements. And on the other side of the circle were the jolly faces and bushy whiskers of the 59 reformed thieves, with Burly Wooltakem at their head. End chapter 18. Chapter 19. The Reunion of the High Ki. The twins of Twi were too startled and amazed to offer to fight with the odd people surrounding them. Even the executioners allowed their axes to fall harmlessly to the ground, and the double people, soldiers and citizens alike, turned to stare at the strangers in wonder.
"We're here, Prince!"
yelled Wooltakem, his bristly beard showing over the heads of those who stood between.
"Thank you," answered Prince Marvel.
"And all the men of Spore are here," added King Terribus, who was mounted on a fine milk-white charger, richly caparisoned.
"I thank the men of Spore," returned Prince Marvel graciously.
"Shall we cut your foes into small pieces, or would you prefer to hang them?"
questioned the king of the reformed thieves, loudly enough to set most of his hearers shivering. But now the little maid in yellow stepped up to Prince Marvel, and, regarding the youthful knight with considerable awe, said sweetly,
"I beg you will pardon my people and spare them. They are usually good and loyal subjects, and if they fought against me, their lawful High Ki, it was only because they were misled by my separation from my other half."
"That is true," replied the prince. "And as you are still the lawful High Ki of Twi, I will leave you to deal with your own people as you see fit. For those who have conquered your people are but your own allies, and are still under your orders, as I am myself." Hearing this, the green High Ki walked up to her twin High Ki and said boldly,
"I am your prisoner. It is now your turn. Do with me as you will."
"I forgive you," replied her sister in kindly tones.
Then the little maid who had met with defeat gave a sob and turned away weeping, for she had expected anything but forgiveness. And now the Ki Ki came forward and, bowing their handsome blonde heads before the High Ki, demanded,
"Are we forgiven also?"
"Yes," said the girl. "But you are no longer fit to be rulers of my people. Therefore, you are henceforth deprived of your honorable offices of Ki Ki, which I shall now bestow upon these good captains here." And she indicated the good-natured officers who had first captured the prince and Nerl. The people of Twi eagerly applauded this act, for the captains were more popular with them than the former Kai Kai. But the blonde ones both flushed with humiliation and anger and said,
"The captains fought against you, even as we did."
"Yet the captains only obeyed your orders," returned the High Kai. "So I hold them blameless."
"And what is to become of us now?"
asked the former Kai Kai. "You will belong to the common people, and earn your living playing tunes for them to dance by," answered the High Kai. And at this retort everyone laughed, so that the handsome youths turned away with twin scowls upon their faces and departed amidst the jeers of the crowd.
"Better hang 'em to a tree, little one,"
shouted Wool Take'em in his big voice.
"They won't enjoy life much anyhow."
But the maid shook her pretty head and turned to the prince. "Will you stay here and help me to rule my kingdom?" she asked.
"I cannot do that," replied Prince Marvel, "for I am but a wandering adventurer, and must soon continue my travels. But I believe you will be able to rule your people without my help."
"It is not so easy a task," she answered, sighing, "for I am singular, and my people are all double."
"Well, let us hold a meeting in your palace," said the prince, "and then we can decide what is best to be done." So they dismissed the people, who cheered their High Kai enthusiastically, returning quietly to their daily tasks and the gossip that was sure to follow such important events as they had witnessed. The army of King Terribus and the 59 reformed thieves went to the twin palaces of the Kai and the Kai Kai and made merry with feastings and songs to celebrate their conquest. And the High Kai, followed by the Prince, Nerl, King Terribus, and Wool Take'em, as well as by the Kai and the newly appointed Kai Kai, mounted the silver steps and passed over the wall to the royal palaces. The green High Kai followed them, still weeping disconsolately. When they had all reached the throne room, the High Kai seated herself on one of the beautiful thrones and said, "By some strange chance, which I am unable to explain, my twin and I have become separated, so that instead of thinking and acting alike, we are now individuals, as are all the strange men who have passed through the hole in the hedge. And being individuals, we can no longer agree, nor can one of us lawfully rule over the kingdom of Twi, where all the subjects are twins, thinking and acting in unison." Said Prince Marvel, "Your Highness, I alone can explain why you became separated from your twin. By means of a fairy enchantment which I learned years ago, I worked upon you a spell which compelled your brain to work independent of your sister's brain. It seemed to me that it is better each person should think her own thoughts and live her own life, rather than be yoked to another person and obliged to think and act as a twin, or one half of a complete whole. And since you are now the one High Kai and the acknowledged ruler of this country, I will agree to work the same fairy spell on all your people, so that no longer will there be twin minds in all this land of Twi."
"But all the cows and dogs and horses and other animals are double, as well as the people,"
suggested the old Kai, blinking their little eyes in amazement at the thought of being forever separated from each other. "I can also work the spell upon all the twin animals," said the prince, after a moment's hesitation.
"And all our houses are built double, with twin doors and windows and chimneys, to accommodate our twin people," continued the High Kai. "And the trees and flowers, even the blades of grass, are all double. And our roads are double, and everything else is double. I alone, the ruler of this land, am singular."
Prince Marvel became thoughtful now, for he did not know how to separate trees and flowers, and it would be a tedious task to separate the twin houses.
"Why not leave the country as it is?"
asked King Terribus of Spore.
"The High Ki is welcome to come to my castle to live, and then she need no longer bother about the land of Twi, which seems to me a poor place after all.
And your sister may come with me to my cave, and be the queen of the reformed thieves, which is a much more important office than being the High Ki of Twi,"
added Big Wooltakeim, who had placed the maiden in green upon a cushion at his feet, and was striving to comfort her by gently stroking her silken hair with his rough hand.
"But I love my country, and do not wish to leave it," answered the yellow High Ki. "And I love my twin sister, and regret that our minds have become separated," she continued sadly.
"I have it," exclaimed Nerl. "Let the prince reunite you, making you regular twins of Twi again, and then you can continue to rule the country as the double High Ki, and everything will be as it was before."
The yellow High Ki clapped her pink hands with delight and looked eagerly at the prince.
"Will you," she asked, "will you please reunite us, and then all our troubles will be ended?"
This really seemed to Marvel the best thing to be done, so he led the maid in green to the other throne, where she had once sat, and after replacing the golden crown upon her brow, he whispered a fairy spell of much mystical power. Then the prince stepped back and regarded the maidens earnestly, and after a moment both the High Ki smiled upon him in unison, and said, speaking the same words in the same voices with the same accents,
Thank you very much.
End Chapter 19. The story will continue on the next file.